State of Georgetown, Texas, Monday, December 27, 1948.
And to see that people in Texas get up early, just like I do. Back in the capital of Texas, it looked to me as if the whole town was out at 7:15 this morning. That's been the case all around the country. And I think that shows the interest of the people in the issues in this campaign. You here are in the center of one of the greatest agricultural states in the Union. This is the heart of Texas, where you raise everything that grows on the farm in the temperate zone. Your interest is to see that the interest of the farmer is well protected, because that's what you depend on for support here. Therefore, all you need to do is to decide whether you want to go back to the conditions in which the farmer was under 12 years of Republican rule, when 123,000 farmers were moved off their farms because they couldn't pay the interest on the mortgages, or you want to continue under an administration that has created the greatest wealth the farmers have ever had in the history of the country. The farmers' income last year was more than $30 billion. It is about $5.5 billion under Hoover. That's what these Republicans are asking me to go back to, and they've tried their best to destroy the farm program in this good-for-nothing idiot Congress. You see, a Congress... A Congress is known by its leadership. There were a large number of good Democrats, from Texas and all the rest of the country. And there are a few forward-looking Republicans, but they're not in control of the Republican Party, so don't you trust them. Because the same old game, if you put in a Republican administration, will have control of the Congress, and they'll continue to sabotage the programs which have made this country great during the last 10-year period. You can't afford to take that chance. I'm asking you only to vote for your own interest. I'm asking not only to vote for me and for the Senate and the Congressman, I'm asking you to vote for yourselves. Vote for your best interest. You can't afford to turn the clock back. You've got to go along with a forward-looking administration in the federal government. I'm sure you're going to do that. Texas is a forward-looking state, and they're not going to go backwards with these old mossbacks who've been running this 80th Congress. The best thing you can do now on election day is go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket straight, which I'm sure you are going to do. And I won't be troubled with the housing shortage next year, because I'll still live in the White House. I've had a most pleasant trip across this great state of Texas. Your governor met me at El Paso, and he's been my host ever since. And I tell you, he's a grand host and a great governor. And I know you're going to put him back in the chair in Texas when the time comes. Texas is noted for its hospitality. I wonder how you'd like to meet my wife and daughter. Ms. Truman. My daughter Margaret.
You